Nice shorts, 2FM. Back to black, Amy Winehouse. Okay, what are we going to go back to? We are going to go back to scary, haunted houses around the world. Yes! Emma.
Yes, hi.
Yes, Emma, where were you? This is the one I've heard about.
Yes, we were in Fuji-Q in Japan. We went to the hospital, possibly the scariest house ever.
It's called a hospital?
Yes,
okay.
For good reason.
All right, okay, what's in there?
So it's basically, it is set up exactly like you would expect a horror movie to be. It is a hospital. There is gurneys with half-mutilated bodies on it, like hanging curtains everywhere, flickering lights. So you're walking around in darkness most of the time with like half-open doorways. And it's very scary.
And just what happens? Does somebody jump out? Do the lights go off? Does the place explode? Do you have sushi?
It's really big. Yeah, that would probably make it better, but it's really big. You can do it in half an hour if you want to. But
half an hour in a scary house?
Yeah. And there is no way out. You have to go through the whole thing.
Oh, wow, I like it.
The rule is they call them actors. They don't even call, the people who work in the scary house, they're actors. They work there typically no more for more than 6 months because it is that scary. It even starts to affect them, apparently. They are at any given location. They may have scary masks on. They may not. They may just kind of start to heckle at you and get very close.
And do they touch you?
No, they're not allowed to touch you, but they are allowed kind of hunch over you and shout at you. You know, we saw some girls getting screamed at and cowering in a corner because they couldn't get out.
Just sounds scary. And are they, which do some of the patients on the gurneys, do they pop up and scream and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. We were walking through a room where there was a guy with what looked like his heart hanging out, sitting on like backwards on a sofa. And we thought, it's only a dummy. And it's only as we were walking through, he kind of did this freaky, raised himself up by his chest and started kind of crawling towards us. Yeah. I had two very scared boys with me. It was quite funny. I wasn't any better, but they were hilarious.
They were young children, weren't they?
Oh, no, my husband and our best friend.
Men are the worst, they really are. I know there's some pictures of it, you know, when they take a picture at the scariest moment, and some of the guys who look like they should be, in gangs beating the crap out of people, they are the scariest things you'll ever see in your life.
Absolutely. It was like being in a horror movie. I mean, you're only going into something that, can't possibly hurt you, but, all sense of reason totally goes out the window, and you are terrified. You do death screams running through this house.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. I would be very scared again, but I would.
Oh, that sense. We love it. Emma, good talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye-bye.